Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, we're covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, all praises to the Most High God of Israel. Hey, we want to welcome you to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. Today we are in the firmament, that is to say, we are in the second day of the creation. We are working through the creation of God. We just finished the first day. Now we're in the second day of the creation of God, which is the firmament. And we are trying to uncover the things that he had in store that he had set up for us on the second day. So this is that thing. So we want to say Shabbat Shalom to those that are listening to us, the Blog Talk, and those of us that are watching on Facebook. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. Also, we want to say, brothers and sisters, before we get started, we're going to ask our brothers and sisters to, one, brothers, uncover your heads, and two, sisters, cover your heads as we approach the Father. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. and give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray, your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever.
His mercy endures
Let
forever.
Them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place.
Amen.
The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me. Amen. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me.
Amen.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They can pass me about, yea, they can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They can pass me about like bees. They are quenched as a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helps me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of righteousness. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I read Psalms 118 verses 1 through 17. In Jesus' holy mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Well, amen, amen. Once again, want to welcome everybody and want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone. We are dealing with that creation. We are right now dealing with the firmament. That is to say the second day. What is this? What is God doing with the second day? What do it mean to us and why did he even create a second day? That's the question. What is the firmament? Why is it there? What do it mean? You know, is it just something that, you know, we wake up to every day? Do it have a purpose? Things of that nature. So let's go into that. Let's look into these things that belong to God. And let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 6. Genesis 1 and 6. And Sister Rhea, Shabbat Shalom. When you receive it, read.
Shabbat Shalom. Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 reads, And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Now here it is. Now what is this thing called a firmament? I need you to pull up dictionary.com. I'm going to go with you. And I need you to pull up the word firmament. And when we pull up the word firmament, we start uncovering what it is that he's actually doing within the creation. And it started making sense. First of all, pull up firmament. We're not going to run all the way into detail with it. We're just going to bring up his power.
Firmament. The vaults are expanse of the heavens.
Now, it's called the expanse. What do you mean the expanse? The expanse is from this earth to the end of the cosmos. You know, people think that the Milky Way is the end of the universe. No, it's not. It's inside of the universe. In fact, it's like living on a block on the earth. It's that small, according to the cosmos. The expanse houses the entire cosmos. This is that thing. I mean, you got different planets on different, you got universes
inside of the cosmos. This universe that we live in is just one. That's it. It's just one. You got multiple universes in the cosmos. That's how huge the spans is, the expanse is. That is to say, read on.
The apparent surface of the imaginary sphere on which celestial bodies appear to be projected.
Okay, now look up that word sphere. Because now you just picked up what it looked like. It, first of all, call it imaginary. That means you can either see it in your mind or you can't see it with the naked eye. It's invisible. That's the first thing. Spear. What is a spear? That's not the javelin hook that we're looking at, but actually what it is that when God created the expanse or the firmament, what is it?
Sphere, mathematics, a three-dimensional surface, all points of which are equivalent from a fixed point.
See, now, first of all, it's a mathematic equation. The God of Israel worked with numbers. We got a book called Numbers. So it is mathematically equated. So also it start and end with a fixed place. People will have you to think that the earth is flat, such and such. That's not a start or end. That's a point of no return. The firmament have a point of beginning and a point of end. And if the end is three-dimensional. Continue.
A spherical object or figure, a celestial body, such as a planet or star. The sky, appearing as a hemisphere to an observer. Any of a series of concentric, transparent, revolving globes that together were once thought to contain the moon, sun, planets, and stars.
One thing it says that the firmament is transparent. That is to say, it's invisible. You know, like we can't see the air. We can see our hands, but we can't see the space in between our hands. That's the firmament. He said it's transparent. You can see through it. That's because it's invisible. When God created this thing, he created invisible, but he also gave it laws. Read on.
To form into a sphere, to put in or within a sphere, and then go down, an object having approximately this shape, globe. Astronomy, the night sky considered as a vaulted roof, firmament. Astronomy, any heavenly object such as a planet, neutral satellite, or star. Astronomy, one of a series in revolving hollow globes arranged constitutively are whose transparent surfaces the sun, and then are in the Capricornian system, the earth, the moon, the planets, and fixed stars were thought to be set revolving around the earth. Six, particular field of activity, the environment. Seven, sociology, a social class or stratum of society. Eight, to surround or encircle.
Stop, there it is. It surrounds the universe. The universe is put inside of the firmament, and it just said that it's round. But then he said he separated the waters from the waters. Now, if he separated the waters from the waters, then what he did was he made the firmament round according to what we just read. That's the law. So the firmament is round. It surrounds the earth. It houses all the planets that we know. That's what it do. And then the planets that we know, guess what? They're revolving. You can look at certain planets in within our solar system, within our galaxy. Clean out the Pluto, and guess what they're doing? They're revolving. They're moving by gravity. How is this? This is that thing. We're going to look at where gravity began. Because you can't create the firmament without having gravity first. But it's written. This is that thing. Let's look at that word. That's good. All right, let's go into circle. It says surround, right? Let's go in a circle. You see what that says? Because it says this, that the firmament is surrounding the cosmos. Because he put the stars, the moon, and all those things inside of it. When you receive it, read.
What definition you want me to look up now, circle?
Yes. And then we're going to get back to this book. Is it moving fast enough for you?
No. So circle, a plane curve everywhere, pushing it from a given fixed point, the center.
So the center would be the earth. Because remember now he said that he caused the waters to be separated from the waters. And that water's got names. And the same waters that has names is the same waters that's above the firmament. Read on.
A planar region bounded by a circle, something such as a ring, shaped like such a plane curve.
So the firmament is a circle. It is a circle that surrounds the earth, that's housing the cosmos. Now let's look at that. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 12. Isaiah 40 and 12. When you receive it, read.
Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who meddeth out heaven with the span and comprehended the depth of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance?
Look at here. He said, who have measured the waters by the hollow of his hand? Look, when he separated the waters from the waters, he measured it. He know how much weight it took to house the water that's above the firmament and the waters that's under. He said, who can measure that water? Our scientists, they want to tell you that the earth is made on a goop. The Lord is telling you, no, it's mathematics. What do you mean? We just read that the firmament is mathematics. What is mathematics? 100% truth. Absolute literal. What do you mean? 1 + 1 = 2. This is what they don't want you to say. 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 = 3 is a lie. Which do what? Bring judgment. That's the difference. So he said this. Who have measured water in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span? Or as we call the expanse. Let's look at that a little further. Let's go to Isaiah 48 and verse 13. Isaiah 48 and 13. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah 48 and verse 13 reads, my hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together.
Look, he said, my right hand, the span from your hand is from your pinky finger to your thumb. So when the God of Israel said he spanned out the heavens, he said he did like that. He set his hand forward, and he caused the heavens or the firmament to come to life. That's what he did. He brought it to life. What do you mean? When he created the water, it's life. It's life in the waters. So with life being in the water, when he created the firmament, he gave life to everything that's out there. That's why those planets out there are rotating, moving, doing different things other than just sitting still. They have life. Look, when we look at the creation, the Father is doing a whole lot more than just giving us a book to read through talking about it. Look at here. Leslie said, with the span of my hand, what do we mean the span of my hand? Remember now, he said he meted out the heavens and he measured the waters from the earth and that's above the heavens. Go to Isaiah 30 and verse 30. Isaiah 30 and verse 30. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 30 and verse 30 reads, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstone.
All that's in the cosmos. Everything that we just got through reading is in the cosmos. He said, the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. He shall show lightning, because he said it's going to come down his arm. So when he caused the expanse to be created, he shot lightning out of his hand. So when you look at the planets that's even in our solar system, so Uranus, Saturn, things like that. They got thunder and lightning things going on. They got cyclones happening. They got hurricanes the size of this planet. They circling. They moving with the force of gravity. Look, I ask people all the time. I say, how much force did it take to create gravity? You want to tell me about the Big Bang Theory and things of that nature? How much power did it take to create gravity? Because gravity is what's spinning every planet in the cosmos, every last one. People want to say, well, it's the Big Bang Theory, this and that and the other. Well, my next question is this: how much power did it take to fire up the sun? If you can answer me that, I believe in your Big Bang Theory. But the question was, he said, who can measure the water that's above the waters? Who can measure that water? Nobody, because we haven't been able to see that water. Our telescopes will not allow us to see it. What do you mean? Because when the sun can't penetrate water, the further you go down in the water, the darker it gets. That's the whole purpose of putting it up there, that man will eventually create telescopes. And look at the stars and things like that. But it's forbidden for them to look at heaven or look into the things that belong to heaven. He'll give you an idea. He'll show you what it's like, and he'll show you what's going up there. But it ain't for us to know. That's why Jesus said, no man hath seen it. Why? Because we don't have a light that can see through water. And we know it's water up there. Why? Because the ninth planet, now let me take that back. I'm going to say it anyway. The ninth planet in our solar system is Pluto. Why nine? Because all nine of them planets rotate around the sun. How many months does it take for a woman to have a baby? And then when she do have a child, what happened first? The water break. Well, Pluto is a floating ice cube. Where you get the ice from? Exactly. Think about that. Where you get the ice from? It had to come from something. You know where it came from? When he created the expanse. He said, I span the heaven with thunder and lightning and tempest. And you look out there, that's all you see. Some places we'll never be able to visit because of the thunder, the lightning, and the tempest. Let's look at that a little further. Let's go into Psalms 93 and verse 2. Psalms 93 and verse 2. When you receive it, read.
Was that
92. 93. Yes, ma'am. In verse 2.
Verse 2. Psalm 93 and verse 2 reads, thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting.
Wait a minute. What's when the everlasting began? That's the next question. When did everlasting begin? Continue.
Verse 3. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very true. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever.
So the Lord lifted up the sea. He called it the sea. There's no such thing as ocean. Ocean don't exist. The name ocean is just as pagan as Santa Claus. Don't use it. He used the term sea, sea, or seas. So the thing is, when he's talking about the floods have been lifted, the waters in the seas have been lifted, he's talking about from here to there. That what we got flying over our solar system, over our cosmos, he referred to it as the seas. You see, this is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 38 and verse 7. Job 38, verse 7. And when you receive it, read.
Job 38.
Yes, ma'am. 38 and verse 7.
And verse 7 reads, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
That's the angels. Those are the angels of God. They were there when he separated the waters from the waters. They wasn't there when he created heaven. Because they're created from heaven. But they were there when he separated the waters from the waters. The angels was created on the first day. I can read that. But when they said, when the morning stars shouted for joy, look what they witnessed. Read on.
Amen. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, who shut the sea with the doors? Or who shut up the sea with doors when it breaks forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the clouds a garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it a decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall the proud ways be stayed.
See? Now he said this, when he created it, he gave it a law. You're going to stay up there. The waves that's above our heads, the waves that's above the cosmos cannot return back to the earth. That water can't return back to the earth, because if it did, it'll drown all of us. So he gave it a commandment. He had to give it a commandment for it not to return. Continue.
Verse 12.
That's good. Yeah, verse 12.
Verse 12. Has thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place?
See, and this is another thing we got to remember. There's no such thing as light and day at this time. There's no such thing as night and day. I mean, right. At this time, there's no such thing as the light. That's what I should say. There's no sun. There's no moon. It's just dark. So we have to take that in consideration. So he's talking about, for he created the sun. Let's look at this a little further. Go into 1 Kings chapter 7 and 23. 1 Kings chapter 7 and 23. Hey, Sister Marsha. 1 Kings chapter 7 and 23. When you receive it, read.
1 Kings 7 and verse 23 reads, and he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from.
Now this is Solomon that's creating the temple. This is Solomon that he's creating the inward parts of the temple. Now he's decorating it, right? So with the decorations, this is what he decorated the indoors with. Read on.
1 Kings 7:23 reads, "And he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the one brim to the other. It was round all about, and its height was 5 cubits. And a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under the brim of it, round about, there were knobs compassing it. 10 and a cubit, compassing the sea round about. The knobs were cast into 2 rows when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward."
So now we see that these heifers, these cows, had the sea above their heads. That's what it was. They had the sea above their heads. This is that thing. So that water that's above the firmament, Solomon identified it as the sea. This is that thing. Amen? Amen. Let's look at that a little further. So the firmament is within 2 levels of seas. One that's on the earth, and then you have the other one that's above the universe. Above the cosmos. The universe is inside of the cosmos. Let me reiterate that. But the cosmos is surrounded by another layer of water that God referred to as the sea. Of course, because when he created the sea in the beginning, he said it covered the whole earth. That's what he's using right now. Let's look at that a little further. Let's go into First Chronicles 16 and 31. 1 Chronicles 16 and 31. Why? Because if he's using this thing called the seas, we got to start listening to that conversation. There's no such thing as word ocean. Ocean is a pagan term. It's more pagan than Santa Claus. In fact, it's more devilish than Santa Claus. This is that thing. Let's look at it a little further. Let's go into 1 Chronicles 16 and 31. Yes, ma'am.
"Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigns."
Yeah. Amen. 1 Chronicles 16 to 31.
32.
Yes, ma'am.
"Let the sea roar, and let the fullness thereof, let the field rejoice, and all that is therein."
Look, that water barrier that's above the cosmos is roaring. It's roaring. We don't have a ship that can pass through that. Just like we don't have a ship that can go to the bottom of the ocean because the pressure is so dense, it'll crush any vessel. And I'm talking about the United States Navy is phenomenal. It's just huge. They got 10 carriers. And none of them can withstand the pressure of the bottom of the ocean. That even includes if we created a spaceship, our ship would not be able to withstand the pressure of the water that's above the firmament. So there's no going to see God. There's no going to see God. When he said he's rolling back to heavens, that's going to be him saying, "I'm parting the Red Sea." That's the same conversation. And the armies of God is going to come through the sea, just like we came out of Egypt. The exact same conversation. But this is that firmament. That's part of its creation. That's part of the law. We read last week, the firmament is sovereign. It got a law to itself. Man cannot ever control the firmament. We got this machine called the CERNs. They trying to create a hole through dimension. It ain't finna happen because the law says man do not have control over the firmament. It's sovereign. It's a law to itself. This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 33 and 7. Psalms 33 and 7. When you receive it, read. And mind you, too, we are also broadcasting live on the Southern Living Water podcast. This is the first time on Facebook, so bear with us.
Psalms 32.
33 and verse 7. One verse.
Psalms 33 and verse 7 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
He gathered the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouse.
See that? He said he gathered together the sea, not oceans, sea as a heap and layeth up the depth in storehouses. This conversation now is, what is depth? Because he had put the sea inside of it. I mean, the firmament inside of depth, or however we look at it. That's coming up. Hang in there. We're going to look at this conversation that he said he put the depth there. All right. Psalms 8 and 29. Psalms 8 and 29. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 8, verse 29, read. No, there's no 29.
Oh, my goodness. What did I do? It's no 20. No, it isn't. Psalms 8. What did I do? Okay. Psalms 8 and, let's pick it up at the 1.
Psalms 8 and 1 reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hath set thy glory above the heavens.
See, he's above the firmament, so his glory is above that. Read on.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy finger, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
Because these things are monumental. They huge. They more than just a little funky planet. And it ain't like, you know, it's not just any planet. It's we can't even visit them. We're still trying to get to the moon. So to even take it into consideration of those things, we are not paying attention to the power of God. See, and we just take it for granted that the cosmos and the universe and those things are just there to be there. That's not true. They got a law. The firmament has a law. It is sovereign of man that we'll never control it. We can fly through it, but we can't control the firmament, man. You know why? Because the firmament busts out on you, and we can't stop a hurricane. We can't stop a tornado. We can't even stop rain from falling. We have no power over the firmament. This is that thing. We can't even stop. We won't be able to stop those hailstones from falling from heaven because he created the firmament sovereign. He created the firmament whereas it has more power than water in this earth. That's how powerful the firmament is. The firmament is so powerful, it's housing the sun. is sovereign. That's that thing. We're not looking at the works. We just read in the book like, oh, yeah, there it is. He created the sun and the moon and the stars. No, we ain't paying attention to the work. You got to pay attention to the work. Let's look at this. How are we going to inherit all things and we don't even know what they are? Hey, look, you just had a car. What is it? What is that? That don't even make sense. It don't even stand the reason. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 104 and verse 7. Psalms 104 and verse 7. When you read, when you receive it, read 104 and 7. Psalms 104 and 7. When you receive it, read.
Verse 7 reads, "As I rebuked, thy fled; at the voice of thy thunder, they hissed away."
Look, at the rebuke of God, the firmament, the waters ascended and thundered. Look, without water, there is no thunder. Without oxygen, there's no lightning. They don't exist without water. So when he separated the waters from the waters, they start thundering. Henceforth, he gave birth to thunder on the earth. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 38 and 33. Job 38 and 33. When you receive it, read.
Job 38 and 33.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 33 reads, "Knowest thou the ordinance of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth?"
Look, do you know the ordinance of heaven? I mean, yeah, okay, we get it, the sun and the moon. Okay, yeah, the sun could rise every, yeah, okay, right. And then, you know, yes, it's 12 months in a year. Oh, yeah, okay, we got that. Do you know the ordinance of heaven? Do you know how many times each sun, each moon rotate around itself? Do you know how much time it takes for this universe, this cosmos, take to fly around the firmament? People, yeah, this is a vortex. Every last one of us have one. What do you mean? There's a witness of a vortex, every last one of us. Look at the back of your head. Right there in the back of your head, it does this. That's why brothers be combing out their waves. They start from the back and they start doing that. That's that circle. That's the power of God. He got a witness showing us that the solar system is rotating. The firmament is moving. It's alive. It came alive when God separated the waters from the waters. Why? Because the waters that was upon the earth came from the fountain or the throne of God, which is give life to everything, even the planets. That's why they can see planets having liquid in it. I mean, you know, they're not conducive to our bodies and things like that, but you can see the witness of liquid or ice and things like that. You can see mountains of ice and things like that all. Even molten lava. You know, some of these planets even had those things in it. You see? Let's look at that a little further. Let's go into Psalms. No, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 31 and 35.
Jeremiah 31 and 35 reads, "Who hath put wisdom in the inward part? Or who has given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust groweth into hardness, and the clods cleave back together, wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or will the appetite of the young lion? When they crouch in their dens and abide in the covert to lie in wait, who provided for the raven his food?
It says this. I'm kind of was late getting there, but it says this in verse 33. It says this in 33. It said, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
Where are you at?
Jeremiah.
So you're going back. You told me to go to Job 38.
No, ma'am. I said.
Yes, we read Jeremiah. So let me go back to Jeremiah.
We read Job 38. Let's read it again. Job 38. And verse 33.
Knowest thou the ordinance of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth?
Exactly. We don't know the ordinance of heaven. We cannot. We don't know what those planets' ordinances are doing within the solar system. Our solar system. That thing, you know. So, yes, we have, yeah, we can see that it's a 12-hour clock on the planet. We can see that there's a 12-month moon in our planet. We can see that our women have babies after 9 months. We can see that in our solar system that there's 9 planets. And the last one just happened to be a block of ice. Where do you get the ice from? Because ice is consisted of water. Exactly. Exactly. The firmament created it. In fact, let's look at that water. Before we go to Jeremiah, let's look at that water that it was created from. Go to Revelation chapter 22. No, 21. 22. 22:1. When you receive it, read. In verse 1, the microphone is over here, baby. Please. Revelations 22:1.
Revelation 22:1 reads, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
See, this is the water that created. This is the water that was in the beginning. This water was clear, and it was the water of life. It gave life to everything. Everything on the planet and everything in our solar system and everything that's in the cosmos. This light, this water here, gave life to all of it. Without water, it don't exist. It's so much life in the desert. If it rained, you'll be surprised what would start growing. That's how much life water brings to. Water brings back the dead. You could throw a dead log in water, and it'll start growing a branch. I mean, it'll start regenerating. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to that Jeremiah. Just wanted to bring up that water that we was talking about that he separated. Just wanted to bring that up. Why? Because that water is the river of life that's coming from the throne. That's it. Let's look at that a little further. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 31 and 35. Jeremiah 31 and 35. When you receive it, read.
Jeremiah 31 and verse 35 reads, thus says the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, The Lord of hosts is his name.
He put the sun and the moon between the sea. What do you mean? Once again, the waters that was upon the earth in the beginning was called seas. He divided the sea and put the sun and the moon and the stars inside of the firmament, which is between the seas. As we read in the Chronicles that Solomon built in that temple, that them cows was looking up at the sea that was above their heads. Are we listening? There's no such thing as an ocean. I take a river, I take a spring, but there's no such thing as the word ocean. Ocean is just as pagan as Poseidon. So no, look, try your best not to use that term when describing the Father's creation. That's almost saying Santa Claus is Jesus. And he also said those waves that's up in heaven is doing what? Roaring. They are roaring. So just like you see the waves out there in the sea, they are roaring. So the merchant mans get to really hear and see that. But they never heard the wave that's upon up the heavens. The tallest wave that's recognized or that's been recognized on this planet is 100 feet taller than an Empire State Building. That's a big wave. That wave will take out all of New York, all of Florida with one scoop. Let's pay attention to this power. Look. The firmament is sovereign, man. It's not listening to nobody. It got its own power. It got power to house the cosmos. That's a whole lot of power, Jack. That's power. And get this. The first resurrection, he want to give us that. The power that created or gave the power to the firmament. Are we ready? Are we ready to receive something like that? Are we mature enough to handle that? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go. No, keep reading. Keep reading.
In Revelation 22.
No. Jeremiah. Now we're going to Jeremiah chapter 31. And pick it up at 36 this time. Because thereof the waves roar. That's the waves that's above the firmament. That's that thing. You see? So now God gave them a commandment. He gave the firmament a commandment and he gave the waves a commandment.
And then Jeremiah 33.
In verse 36.
31 and 36 reads, "If those ordinances depart from before me, said the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus said the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for that all that they have done, saith the Lord."
That's mercy. That's mercy. Because we gotta have an idea, understanding how great the cosmos, the expanse is. We're talking about big time mercy here. We're talking about, look, there's no measurement of the cosmos. There's no measurement of the expanse. So he's telling us that his mercy is greater than that. His mercy expands further and deeper than the expanse, which is immeasurable. We can't even put a number on that. We can't put a number at the end of the universe. We can't put a number at the end of the cosmos. Only thing we can put a number on is a planet we find. There's a floating planet we'll number here and there, different states or stylus satellites and things like that. We'll put a number on that. But we can't put a number on that dark matter that's in between the sun and Venus. That dark matter that's in between the sun and Venus and Mars, or the dark matter between Earth and the moon. We can't put a number on that. You know why? Because it's invisible. When he created the firmament, our brothers, he created invisibility. I said once, I said 1,000 times. We can create light. We can create light, but if the day we're able to create darkness, we can create eternity. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 8 and 22. When you receive it, read. Maybe that's what they're trying to create with that CERN's machine, huh?
Psalms
darkness.
38.
Psalms 8. 30, no, 33. Wait a minute, what am I? No, 8 and 22.
Psalms
8
and verse 20. There's no
8
and 22.
Wait a minute. Am I revisiting that? Proverbs 8 and 22, my bad. Sorry about that. Proverbs 8 and 22. You know what? I think that's probably what I was looking for in the Psalms, and I had it down in Psalms, but it was really Proverbs. But anyway, Proverbs 8 and 22. When you receive it, read.
Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 22 reads, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was."
Look, this is wisdom talking. And he said this, it was set up before anything, before the firmament, before heaven, before the angels. The angels are created out of heaven. So, you got to have heaven to even have angels. So this wisdom is before them. It's, I want to even say before the throne, because the throne itself have a speech on the God. So that's another thing. The throne has a speech. So he was sitting somewhere when he created everything. I'm just saying, maybe he was standing up. I don't know. I can't say, but that throne is old. And when the throne speaks, the whole heavens listen, because that throne got more authority than the angels of heaven. Read Revelation chapter 19. Read Revelation 19. When that throne spoke, all the angels shut it down. When the throne spoke in Revelation chapter 4, all the angels shut it down. So the throne got more power than the angels. Let's look at this a little further. Keep reading.
Verse 24. When there was no death, I was brought forth.
Wait a minute. When there was no what? Depth. Now watch this. Pull up the word depth. Pull up the word depth, and let's see where this take us to. Depth.
The extent, measurement, or dimension downward, dimension downward, backward, or inward. The measurement of sense of distance from an object.
So when there was no sense of distance, God was there. I mean, How is it that you have no sense of, what's the conversation of no sense of distance? That's the thing what he said. If you can measure heaven, then I would take my mercy away from Israel. Wait a minute. If there's no sense of distance, it's impossible for us to know the distance of heaven from the earth. It's immeasurable. It's immeasurable because we can't measure nothing. We cannot measure something that's immeasurable. And nothing is immeasurable. Let's look at that. Keep reading.
Also, depth, a deep part of parts or place. The most profound or intense parts are stage, intensity, force, the severest or worst.
Wait a minute. So not only do depth come with what? And it's powerful. I guess it has to be, because how do anybody contain nothing? How can you contain nothing unless you are the Almighty? So he said this, it's powerful. Nothing, he created nothing, and he called it depth, and it's immeasurable. If it's immeasurable, then it comes with a power beyond measure. Are we listening? Read on. You was at, pick it back up at B, and then read 5 and 6. And let's just go to the depth part. Are you looking at that? Okay, well, skip down and just go all the way down to right there.
So it says the extent downward or backward or inward.
When there was no extent of downward or backwards or inwards, when there was no extent of that, wisdom was there. And it just happened to have a feminine identity. Continue.
Deepness, extent, deepness, profoundness, profundity, drought, draft, penetration, sounding, shallow. Depth. Degree of psychological and intellectual profundity. Degree, level, grade, profundity, profoundness, shallowness, superficiality, depth, the deepest part and most remote part from the depths of darkest Africa.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. When he said there was no depth, when there was no measurement of anything, then when there was no measurement of time or space, God was there. That's firmament. That's the expanse. He said, if you can measure that, I take my mercy off of Israel. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Also, insight, intelligence, wisdom.
That's another thing. It was no, that's why he said, I'm God. He created intelligence. That's why he said in the beginning was the word. Without the word, there is no intelligence. That's why we read that the firmament is made by measurement, mathematically. The first thing it said is a mathematical equation. The firmament is a, would you read firmament again for me, please? Because I don't want to get away from what it said. And I, you know, when I start rehearsing stuff in my head, I kind of get lost in my own madness. So,
the vaults are expanse of the heavens, the sky.
Next.
The apparent surface of the imaginary sphere on which celestial body appears to be projected.
Invisible. He created invisible. What else?
Celestial sphere. Heavens, vault of heaven, welkin sphere, apex of the sun's way, solar apex, the point of the celestial sphere toward the sun and solar system to be moving, to appear.
It's moving. So the firmament is actually in a move. It's in motion. It's alive. Let's go back to Proverbs. Let's go back to Proverbs. And where did we leave off at?
Proverbs chapter 8 and 20.
I think we left off at 22 and something. I think it was 22 and 8 and 23, so all probability. Yeah, 27. We left off at 27. No. We didn't. We didn't get to that yet. We was at when there was 24. Read that. That's where we were at. Proverbs 8 and 24, when you receive it, read.
Proverbs 8 and 24 read, when there was no death, I was brought forth. When there was no fountain abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heaven, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth.
Stop. He put a compass on the face of nothing. What do you mean compass? North, south, east, and west. He bound the most powerful thing in the entire creation. Nothing. He bound the most powerful existence in our world, in our creation, nothing, and put north, south, east, and west on it and created gravity. Because once he bound nothing, he did this. Nothing went in the circles because they had nowhere else to go. Here we are with gravity. Now the cosmos and everything is rotating according to the compass. That's why the compass is so relevant in our conversation of north, south, east and west, because it is the proof that God created or bound nothing. I mean, my questions are with this. How much power did it take to take to fire up the sun? And how much power do it take for our planets to roll? Rotate around the cosmos. The sun, right? How much power do it take? Because they rotate annually, you know, some longer than others. How much time do it take for our galaxy to fly around the firmament? How much time it takes? Every last one of us have a witness that there is a vortex. Every last one of us have a witness that there is a firmament. Every last one of us is a witness that there is gravity. Just can't see it. Because he bound nothing. Can't see it. But nothing come with power. Nothing can knock you down. It feel like wind come from anywhere, and it can knock you. It can knock down a plane. It can knock down buildings. Nothing can come from anywhere. But we're talking about the super strength of being able to take something that was just oblivious to its own strength, and God bound it. He set a compass on it. He set a compass on nothing. And then we got now north, south, east, and west. There it is. There it is. Read on. In fact, read down to the 29, if you can. You had 27.
Proverbs 8:27 reads, "When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established a cloud above. When he strengthened the foundation, the fountains of the deep. When he gave the sea his decree that the water should not pass, he commanded when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always in fortune."
So when he gave the sea his decree, right? The sea is the waters that's above the firmament. I mean, it was on the earth. But when he created the firmament inside of the earth, it didn't stop being the sea. It's still the sea. And it still have waves. And it's still, the waves are still just as strong and as powerful as they were or more. But then he did this. He gave them a decree that they'd never cover the earth again. That water that's above the firmament will never, ever, ever, ever cover the earth again. But it will do something. Revelation chapter 6 and 12 said it'll do this. It's going to roll back like a scroll. Other than that, otherwise it's gonna do just like it did when we came out of Egypt. It's going to part. And the armies of God is going to come through. The angels and the king of Israel. And it will take the earth. Maybe it's a small thing to us in the grand scheme of things. I don't know. That's why we read in the Psalms, what is this man? When the angel had to ask, well, wait a minute, look at everything that you created. Everything. Why this man is such a big deal to you? Got me scratching my head. When you really consider everything that he's doing, everything that he's created and getting the power therein, what is it about us that he is so interested in? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 12. Jeremiah 10 and verse 12. When you receive the read.
Jeremiah 10 and verse 12 reads, "He had made the earth by his power. He had established the world by his wisdom and had stretched out the heavens by his discretion."
Man, he did what? He stretched out the heavens by what?
"He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion."
By his discretion. The heavens, that's why he said you can't measure the heavens, man. The heavens was put inside of nothing. Go figure. The heavens was put inside of nothing. Then he created heaven inside. Well, yeah, because he had to have gravity in order for heavens to rotate around the gravity. The book, well, we're going to get into that too. Hold on to that conversation. That conversation can't come out yet because that's for another thing. But he said he created the heavens. He bound nothing. And then he put heaven inside of it. And then gave it laws to live by. And then gave the water laws itself. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 10, 104 and verse 1. Amen. We got one more script after this one. 104 and verse 1. And
Psalms 104 verse 1 reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers and the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind."
Stop. Now, he said this. Let's pay attention to this. He said he covered himself with light, right? He stretched out the heavens like a curtain. That's that dark matter in between each planet. You know, between now we got satellites up there and things like that. It's the dark matter. That's the curtain that he's talking about, that dark matter. And then he said this. He said, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the water. What water? The water that's in the firmament. So when you build a high rise, when you build in a building, when you build in a mansion, you going down and you drill down. When we look at derricks in the ocean that's drilling and stuff like that, or cargo ports where barges and stuff like that. No, cargo ships. They stop there because, you know, they got to turn back around and go get more cargo, and then the next boat come and take the merchant off of that port or that dock. Well, those beams that supporting that is in the water. We're a witness to ourselves. So God is telling us that his beams is in the water that's above the firmament. We'll never be able to see that unless we come up in the first resurrection. That's just way too much power, man, for him to give anybody that really don't believe in God. And those of us that don't respect his the smallest of his laws. Forget the bigger commandments, you know, the weightier matter of things, but he said those of us that don't even respect the smaller things that belong to him. So that's just way too much power to be given to anybody. It's not there. You see, let's look at this a little further. One last verse. Let's go back to Genesis. Amen. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, and let's pick it up at verse 6 and read to the 8th.
Genesis chapter 1 and 1 reads, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament that divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so." Verse 8. "And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day."
That's good right there. Before I open up the lines, I want to just say, speak to our brothers and sisters that are listening around the world. Amen. Okay, our brothers and sisters that's in the United States,
We want to say to you, Shabbat Shalom, and may the Father have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon you. In Jesus' name, our family that's in Canada, Ray, the Canada conversation is going flying, right? So grace and peace to our family that's in Canada. God bless you, and may the God of Israel send forth both peace and mercy. Amen. Our family that's in Brazil, God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. And may the Father send forth peace and mercy to you and your houses in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Algeria, God bless you. May the Father have mercy and send forth both peace and blessings upon you. In Jesus' name, Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Uganda, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And may the God of Israel send forth peace and blessings upon you. And Shabbat Shalom in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Kenya, welcome back, Kenya. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. God bless you. And may the Father have mercy upon and send forth, have mercy and send forth for peace and blessings upon your houses in Jesus' name. And our family that's in Ethiopia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And we like to say, leave and hope and pray that the Father send forth both peace and mercy to you and your house in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Egypt, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. God bless you. And we hope and pray that our Father sent forth both peace and mercy as well to you in Jesus' name. My family that's in Algeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And we want to say to you as well, may God have mercy and send forth both peace and blessings to you and your household in Jesus' name. And our family that's in Ireland, welcome back, Ireland. Our family that's in Ireland, we want to say God bless you and may the Father have mercy and send forth both peace and blessings to you and your household in Jesus' name. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And we hope and pray that the Father continue to send forth both physical and blessings upon you in Jesus' name. And the family that's in Germany, our family that's in Germany, we haven't forgotten you as well. God bless you. May the Father have mercy upon you and may send forth both peace and blessings to you and your household in Jesus' name. Shabbat Shalom, family. Our family that's in Turkey, God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. And we hope and pray that the Father send forth both, you know, physical and spiritual blessings upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, peace and mercy. Amen. Our family that's in Latavia. Hey, Latavia's back. God bless you. May the Father have mercy on you. And may he send forth both peace and blessings upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. And Russia, our family that's in Russia, God bless you. And we hope and pray that the Father continue to bless you. And may he send forth both peace and blessings to you and your household in Jesus' name. And our family that's in China, God bless you. May the Father have mercy upon you. And may he send forth both peace and blessings upon you in Jesus' name. And our family that's in India, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And we want to say, hang in there, hang in. Baby, look at India's growing out of, look at here by leaps and bounds, Ma. It's, God bless you, India. And we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And look, peace and blessings, and may you send forth
peace and blessings to you and your household. In Jesus' name, and yes, all our families, keep spreading this podcast around. Text it to somebody. Amen. Our family that's in Vietnam, God bless you. May the Father have mercy on you and may he send forth both peace and blessings to you and your household. In Jesus' name, amen. Our family that's in the Philippines, God bless you. May the Father have mercy upon you and may send forth both physical and spiritual gifts and peace and blessings to you and your household in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Indonesia, God bless you and have mercy on you and may he send forth both physical and spiritual blessings upon you in Jesus' name. Shabbat Shalom, India, and Ganesh. Our family that's in Japan, God bless you. Japan is growing, baby. Keep spreading it. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. And may the Father continue to send you and your houses both peace and blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope I'm not missing anyone. South Korea, amen. Oh, man. Okay, I almost missed it. South Korea, God bless you. Hey, oh, baby, South Korea is giving birth. Yeah, you know, South Korea is growing. Look, keep passing it out. Keep handing it out. God bless you. May the Father have mercy on you. And may he send forth both peace and blessings upon you and your household in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I got the Philippines. Okay. Who did I miss? I think I got Indonesia. Australia. There you go. Australia, we want to say God bless you. Have mercy on you. And may the Father send forth both peace and blessings upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. And New Zealand. Wow. They just there. Constant there. God bless you. May the Father have mercy upon you. And may he send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon you. And continue to bless you, your houses as well. So in Jesus' name, everyone, we want to ask the Father to have mercy on our sins and allow us into his kingdom. And may he send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. And may he have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And have mercy on those that bless us who don't know God, but see his light upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and continue to send forth your Holy Spirit and continue to give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies endure forever. I'm going to open up these lines. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see who hung in there. All right, here we go. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Grace and peace.
Amen. Amen. Jew, how you doing?
I'm just taking it one step at a time, brother. I'm using my tablet right now. My phone is off right now. I'm currently waiting on a new phone right now, but By the grace of God, I was able to listen to the lesson today. So, you know, I appreciate it. You know, I thank God, you know, for his testimony in which he put on your heart and watered us with knowledge and great reading, Sister Rhea, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I learned over the period of time is, like, you know, when the Lord created a circuit, it's a circle. And the Lord, he also says he's a carpenter. He's a carpenter, so, you know, and he is without measurement, you know, and everything that he made is perfect, like the circle, you know, which is in 360 degrees, you know what I'm saying? And what I learned about the way that man tries to make things perfect, that's impossible, because all things are made possible by him. And the Lord says you can't make a crooked thing straight. So when I look at that or whatever, I look at, you know, just a couple of things. You know, that song, it says, something from nothing, leave something. Kind of made me think about it, like, what does that mean, you know? I mean, it's got to be something to this. It had to have been measured out. It had to have been made perfect, you know, created a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And this happened, like you were mentioning earlier, like in the cosmos and everything that's around it or whatever, you know? And for any of us to even measure the depths of heaven, it's impossible. Because we can't, you know, we'd have to be like him, you know. We'd have to, be on that great space coaster or whatever. That song say, on a great space coaster, come and ride a galaxy to a fantasy. You know, it said, we'll take you to the galaxy. Right, you know what I'm saying this, though, because it's telling a story.
Amen.
But excellent precept. I thank God for this day that we live today. May we live on to the end and fight the good fight.
Amen.
Lord willing, we live. Excellent lesson. Much love to the family, grace and peace. And with that, I close.
Amen. We just want to say thank our fam for checking in. Brother Kevin Scott, hallelujah. Sister B. Tang, hey, welcome back, hallelujah. James Justice Chapman, that's what's up, hallelujah. C.T. Miller, amen. Sister Marsha, hugs and kisses, hallelujah. Miss Denise Israel, amen, hallelujah. And who else is here? Oh, and Stanley Colin. Collins, forgive me, Stanley Collins, hallelujah, and Dion Hillman, and Josie, hey, sis, how's your struggle, and Bessie Marie Tyler, God bless all of you, and Father, will we live, we're going to try to be back here to keep in this conversation of the creation, because he's doing a lot inside of it, man, and it's just huge. It's huge, man. When he started revealing it to me, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. When it expanded to me is when I stopped trying to teach it in one day, and that's when it started making sense and started teaching it according to each day until whatever understanding that he had gave me just happened to run out. And then I go to the next day. But, you know, it's a whole lot to it. And I think we all should be conscious of that. Amen. And respect that. I want to say good reading, Sister Rhea. Thank you. And I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And God bless you. And to the family, I want to say Shabbat Shalom, and we'll see where we at here. Shalom, Israel. Are we there? Are we not? No. I hit something, but okay. All right, well, with that being said, we're going to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, man, read that Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. From Genesis to Revelations, read it. Amen.
Amen. Atah Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, grace and peace to the
church. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters radio show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters, Sounds of the Living Waters radio show.